This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today. Happy Thursday to you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Thursday to join me and all of us together as we study and go through the Word of God. Maybe you are tuned in now at 7 a.m. here on 91.5 FM. Maybe you've tuned in at 11:45 in the morning right before lunchtime, heading out to lunch. Hey, I encourage you to get the Word of God in you here this afternoon as you're on your way to lunch. Maybe you're on your way home at 8:45 p.m. again on 91.5. We've been on for some 15 years at 8:45 at night. Thanks for joining us here today. Hope you're enjoying this message. I know it's been sort of a tough word here as we're in Romans chapter 5. I know from time to time, I'll tell you, it's been harsh. But I'll tell you what, I would rather give you the Word of God and it be harsh and to have your eyes opened and realize that certain things are idolatry. And I would rather be harsh and have your eyes open and change than just water it down and not tell you the truth. That's for those of you who are tuned in here and who know me, you know I don't do that, which is why we have a small church here, because a lot of people don't want to hear the truth, but that makes no difference to me. You're going to hear the truth here for 15 minutes. Now, I say that because perhaps you missed part one and part two of this, where I might have came down a little bit hard on some people. Now, if you missed this sermon, I encourage you to download it here from my website or write to me, paul@wmiefm.com. I'll send you a copy of it, Romans chapter 5. We're looking at eight great truths here. We're going to wrap this up here today. So there's probably only 5 or 6 minutes left to this, so I'm going to give you a good introduction here today. But we're looking at eight great truths here, starting with the being justified by faith. And then number two is we have access to God through Jesus Christ. He is the only way. He himself said, I am the door. Those who enter in by me will be saved and go in and out and find pasture. There's only one way to get to God. There's only one way to have eternal life and salvation. There's only one way, and that is through his son, Jesus Christ. Okay, now also this weekend, I invite you out to Island Community Church. We are in also the book of Romans. We're in chapter 10 here, and I'm excited about that too. It's going to be another timely word from the Word, especially chapter 10, verse 4, where Paul says that Christ is the end of the law. That's what we're going to look at least the first 8 or 9 verses here. But there's so much there in that verse. Christ is the end of the law. The end of the law for righteousness, he goes on. That's what we're looking at here. This weekend, Sunday morning, 10:30, Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive. We meet Sunday morning at 10:30. We meet Wednesday for Bible study. We'll be in the Luke chapter 11 come next week, next Wednesday. So again, we're a small church. Some people really love a small church. If that's you, if you're looking for a new church or a new church home, I cordially invite you to come out and worship this weekend and take part of one of our services at Island Community Church. Okay, this is going to do it now for this intro. This is the last part of this message. justified by faith.
We boast in tribulation, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Patience, experience. Experience, hope. Number five, hope won't disappoint me. Or actually, I wrote here, but crossed it off. Hope won't let you down. Your hope won't let you down. Never fear. Your faith and hope won't disappoint. Verse 5, New King James. Hope does not disappoint because, notice the reason why. It says, because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given us. Funny, this word for shed abroad, it's the word ekeo. It means to be poured out, like pouring out a glass of wine. Actually, it's the same word used of Jesus when he said he poured out the money changers' money in the temple. We talked about that this morning. That's what the word means, like getting a bucket and pouring it out. That's what God's done with you. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Poured in like a bucket. See, God's opened you up, or better yet, he's flipped the lid on you, and he's taken a bucket of love, his love, and has filled you up with high test. 110 octane. That's what God has done with you. Hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Now, this is a true born-again Christian. This is what the love is. It's Christ in you. The hope of glory is what it is. When it says he's poured out, he's poured love into you, he's put the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Number six, when we were weak, Jesus died for us. When we were weak, Jesus died for us. Verse 6, when we were still without strength, asthenia, word means weakness, sickness, word means infirmity, or infirmary as well. Like they hang up in the hospital, they used to. When we were still in the infirmary, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. The Lord Jesus died for you in your absolute worst state you could ever be in. And that state is, my friend, dead in sin. Dead. Ephesians 2 and 1. And you he made alive, or you he quickened, who were dead in transgressions and sins. Let me ask the question. Since he saved you when you were dead, that is, dead in sins, would he ever leave you or forsake you now that you're alive? And now that you're part of his family? Would he ever leave you? If he didn't leave you then, why would he leave you now? Never going to happen. Remember, Paul said, I think it's Romans 8:17, we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. He's never going to leave you. Never. I am persuaded neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Number seven. Let's personalize this a bit. Number seven. While I was still a sinner, maybe we could put wretch in there. While I was still a wretch, Jesus died for me. While I was still a wretch, Jesus died for me. Know and understand, church, that Jesus Christ took your place on the cross. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. There's a death sentence over you for sinning against God. God told Ezekiel the prophet, the soul that sins will surely die. The good news is, and that's what the word gospel means, is that somebody died in your place. Someone took your place on that cross and died for you. And he did it on your worst state while you were a sinner. Why? Well, because he loves you just that much. That's the reason why. Which leads us to number eight. Number eight, God demonstrates his love for, let's put me on the cross. God demonstrates his love for me on the cross. The next time you're uncertain if God loves you, or the next time you feel forsaken or abandoned, look at the cross. For at the cross, you will surely find two things: the love of God and the cost paid for sins. But God demonstrates his own love towards us. And now while we're still sinners, Christ died for us. And these last verses here close out this section. Verse 9. Much more then, having been now, what does it say? By his blood. Blood's the agent. Your faith is what saves you. The agent that did it, the blood. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. The blood's the agent. The blood is the life. Having been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath. Write that down and take it to the bank. Oh, Mr. Preacher Man, am I going to go through the tribulation? Am I going to have to face the tribulation of God? Write this verse down. Also write down 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9, that says this: God has not appointed us to wrath, but to the obtaining of salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. You are not appointed to wrath. This is the proof text for that. These two here. Much more than having been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through Jesus Christ. You will never face the wrath of God. Never. When we get to chapter 8, verse 1, we're going to read, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Now that is good news. Amen. Let me read these last two verses. How about if we go out on a song? What do you guys think? Maybe Amazing Grace. Can we do that, Darren? For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more having been reconciled, we will be saved by his life. And not only that, but we rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. So I leave you with these words. Let's leave Island today rejoicing, church. Praise him for who he is, for who he is, and for what he's done for us.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.